your favorite one. Future passed on, passed on, passed on. A world of violent rage, but it's one that I can recognize, having never seen the color of my father's eyes. Yes, I dwell in hell, but it's a hell that I can grip. Try to grip my family, but I slipped. To escape from the pain, in an existence mundane, I got a nine, a sign, a set, and now I got a name! Read my writing on the wall! No one's gonna take me when I fall! Death is on my side! The pain in my home. Hatred passed on, passed on, passed on. Full of fire and rage, but it's one that I can recognize, having never seen the color of my father's eyes. Yes, I dwell in hell, but it's a hell that I can grip. I tried to grip my family, but I slipped. Escape from the pain, in an existence mundane, I got a nine, a sign, a set, and now I got a name.
like it. to visitors. In a quarter of an hour, the keynote by Manuel Goldstein will start. We will try to broadcast it, but if you want to be sure to hear it, just go to the restaurant tent. Thank you.
was born, come on. Doesn't that make it three in a row?
something takes a part of me.
The keynote speech starts in exactly 3 minutes, so if you don't want to miss it, hurry up and get there now.
Something's great and taken from me, life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it tell and let me be free? Can't I take away all this pain? I try to every night, all in vain, in vain.
Junior high, I don't giving props to my hoe, cause she fly, but I can't take the heat, cause I'm the other white meat known as Kid Funky Fry. Yeah, I'm hung like planet Pluto, hard to see with a naked eye, but if I crashed into Uranus, I would stick it where the sun don't shine, cause I'm kind of like Han Solo, always stroking my own wolfie, I'm the root of all that's evil, yeah, but you can call me Cookie. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker. Yo, this hardcore ghetto gangster image takes a lot of practice. I'm not black like Barry White, no, I am white like Frank Black is. So if man is 5 and the devil is 6'6", then that must make me 7. This hockey's gone to heaven, but if I go to hell, well then I hope I burn well. I'll spend my days with JFK, Marvin Gaye, Martha Ray, and Lawrence Welk, and Kurt Cobain, Kojak, Mark Twain, and Jimi Hendrix, Poltergeist, and Webster, yeah, Emmanuel Lewis, cause he's the Antichrist. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker.
It's just beginning, and we'll pull it up now.
Packed already. Someone's in the system. If you're in the main tent, please consider coming in here instead of standing around in the main tent. And as I say, we'll get started in 3 minutes. There's room to stand up in the hallway. There's also some open seats in the front rows here. So please do come on in.
You are listening to Radio Space Station 5, and just now we are transmitting the keynote speech of the main tent, so stay tuned and listen for the key speech. Right now they are still testing their equipment, but as soon as the talks will start, we will switch over.
Yeah. Damn, there is a lot of you. I'm just going to do a very quick introduction and say basically hi, and then introduce the keynote speaker, Emmanuel Goldstein, and after that, I'll be back together with Gerrit Hiddink, and we'll do a sort of run-through of some administrative things involving the conference. But first, without further ado, here's Emmanuel Goldstein, editor of 2600 Magazine. How y'all doing?
Put yourself on those milk crates, by the way.
For a long time, I've tried to figure out a way to repel the American media, and I think with this shirt, I finally figured it out. You see, there's all kinds of media in the audience today, and they're from all over the world. But the American media has to turn off their cameras now because they can't air this word. So that way, I only get to talk to... I only get to talk to the people I really want to talk to, who are the more intelligent media people from all around the rest of the world, who for some reason get the story a lot more than American media. I'm going to try to address that issue. I have a few theories on that. But first, a little explanation as to this shirt. I found this in a great little place called Christiania. You ever been there? If you ever go to Copenhagen in Denmark, it's this collective of people that have just kind of taken over a military installation and made it into a community and gone against the authorities, and it all works out great. Kind of like this place. Except they sell hash, but, well, alright, maybe a lot like this place. But as far as this particular shirt, they were selling this shirt on the street. And I said, wow, this is amazing. Because as you may know, we had a bit of a run-in with the Ford Motor Company earlier this year. And unlike most of their victims, we weren't driving one of their cars when we had that run-in.
Yeah, at this time, our connection seems to be broken.
Database, maintaining the database, and all that kind of thing. But all of a sudden, there were a bunch of new companies that you could register names through. And unlike the previous company, Network Solutions, you could register certain nasty words. Yeah. So for a while, there was a whole lot of activity. People were registering four-letter word sites faster than you can possibly imagine. And as with any speech issue, we took an interest, and we registered a few of our own. So if you go to motherfucking.net, that's us. FuckTheInternet.com, yep, we got that one too. I think we're going to use that. But we also grabbed FuckTheMassMedia.com, thinking that one day we'd have a pretty good watchdog site that would show the American mass media for what it was, even though they did a pretty good job of that themselves every day. We also registered FuckCBS.com and FuckNBC.com. We were too late for Fuck Fox and Fuck ABC. Fuck Disney was like the first one taken. But we were happy with what we had. We pointed FuckNBC.com to CBS and FuckCBS.com to NBC. And NBC right away sent us a cease and desist letter telling them that we had no right to put their company name in our domain name. No right to use our name at all. They called it trademark infringement. Well, we had a pretty good laugh over that. As NBC. And 2 weeks after that issue hit the stands, we got a cease and desist letter from CBS. Fuck the mass media indeed. We also had a site called FuckGeneralMotors.com, which resulted in a cease and desist letter from General Motors. And at this point, it was almost getting boring. And I know a lot of people are thinking, and more than quite a few have asked me, what's the point of registering all these sites that obviously exist just to piss off big corporations? Isn't it a big waste of time and resources? Well, I don't think it is, for a very simple reason. Free speech is under attack in the United States. Quite a bit, in fact, over the last few years. And if we're to have any chance of winning in the fight to save it, we have to push back a bit. And we rather than always being on the defensive, sometimes you have to provoke a monster in order to get rid of it. So we provoked all these monsters, but none of them had the audacity to actually follow through and drag us into court because we decided to say something critical about them. Offensive as the language may have been, we felt it was important to draw a line in the sand and stand up for anyone's right to express themselves. And then we got sued. The weird part was the company suing us was Ford. We looked all over to see what Ford sites we had. Fuck Ford, Ford sucks, Ford really sucks, Ford blows. We didn't have any of them. So why were these people suing us? Well, it took a while to find out because also while they were trying to sue us, they were trying to serve us with papers and they couldn't find us. And literally for 2 weeks, we just heard of them calling, trying to find out where we were, and they could never actually pin us down. But finally it arrived in the mail. And that's when we found out what site they were angry about, our old friend fuckgeneralmotors.com. Now, why would they be angry at us for saying fuck General Motors? We checked to see if maybe one company had bought the other or something while we weren't looking. But no, they were still competitors. It took a little while, but we figured it out. Back when General Motors got all bent out of shape over the domain, we weren't even using it for anything. We just had the domain registered. It wasn't even pointing anyplace. But then once they called attention to it by threatening to sue us, we decided to point it someplace else. First to General Motors. Then we pointed it to a consumer watchdog group that told about unsafe cars. And then after that, we pointed it to the competition, Ford. And then, you know, we honestly forgot all about it because, quite frankly, we have more important things to worry about. Now, if Ford has simply contacted us and asked us to point the domain someplace else, we probably would have done it, as long as they weren't threatening us. But they didn't even threaten us. They just sued us without a second thought. And this is what they do to anybody that they want to go away. They just sue them. They sue them into oblivion. It usually works. It's the American system of justice. And like every other American system of anything, it's based entirely on how much money you have. It doesn't matter that Ford makes absurd and irrational claims that pointing a domain at them is somehow an act of fraud, and more irrational claims that nobody has the right to point domains or even link to them without permission. They actually said this in court. It doesn't even matter if they had the ability to block any redirects with a few keystrokes of their own. They didn't know they could do this. They could block us from connecting to them. But they were using a Microsoft product of some sort, and they didn't know how to use it. They have massive amounts of money, and they can sue anyone they want, anytime they want. And that's the point. So if by registering that site we manage to show the world how the system operates, then at least that's one small victory that made it somewhat worthwhile. That case was heard back in May, and a decision has yet to be reached. It's now August. Unbelievable. And in the meantime, we've launched a new site, FordReallySucks.com, and we couldn't get FordSucks.com because Ford already sued the person who registered that one and won. So this is how it goes in America. And the mass media just never seems to get it. Probably because the mass media is run by the same corporations that love to sue people all the time. Let's just quickly go over them. CBS, they're owned by Viacom. All right, Viacom is suing us. CNN, they're owned by Time Warner. Warner Brothers is suing us. And Time Warner, in turn, is owned by AOL, need I say more. NBC is General Electric. Nice, they made that airplane. And other than sending us a threatening letter, I don't think they're suing us, although I haven't checked my mail in the last couple of days. And Fox, that's one of the major motion pictures, they're suing us. ABC, their parent is Disney. Of course, Disney is in on it. So, virtually, all the American mass media is at... What the hell's going on out there? Donald Duck is like getting upset. Virtually all the American mass media is actively engaged in suing a hacker magazine. And yet there are people out there who wonder why they don't cover stories about hacking fairly. Well, gee. I did an interview recently on CNN International, which is about 100 times better than the CNN we get back in the States. But they still ask me the same dumb questions. why are hackers releasing the code Red Worm and crippling the entire internet? Why are you hurting poor defenseless corporations with denial of service attacks? What did the Pentagon ever do to you? To be honest, I couldn't give a rat's ass about Code Red or the people who fall victim to it. I mean, how many times do you have to be told not to run Microsoft programs blindly without installing patches for the multitude of security holes you're going to get with them? I mean, there was a patch available to stop Code Red more than a month earlier. And I think anyone who didn't bother to pay attention really deserves what they get. And I think the same thing for all the idiots who constantly trust Outlook Express and get hit with an email virus every 2 weeks. I mean, I'm beginning to think they enjoy it. But this has been going on for years, after all. The same thing. And now there's a mutated version of Code Red. Have you heard about this one? It actually opens up a back door to any machine that's still unprotected. Now, theoretically, you could actually infect a machine with Code Red 2, gain access to it, and download and install the patch yourself. And, yeah, I confess, that makes me kind of happy, because anything that helps to weed out all the idiots on the net has got to be a good thing. But how do you say that to the media without them labeling you some kind of terrorist? See, I wish they had devoted more time to the stupid CIRCAM virus. That is a royal pain in the ass. From what I understand, it hits the usual Outlook Express morons who blindly open up an evil attachment, and then it proceeds to grab a random bunch of bare files. And that winds up being several megs in size, and then they get sent to a bunch of other people who get the thrill of being on the receiving end of someone else's stupidity. And virtually every public mailbox on our system on 2600 got several hundred megs of junk in 1 week before we were able to install the filters. I mean, you really got to hand it to Microsoft. We don't even run their software, but we still get screwed by it. But CIRCAM started right when I first got to Europe, which was mid-July. And I thought it would be a good idea, while I was away, to copy all of my email to a Hotmail account, also owned by Microsoft. That way I could just pop into a Netcafe, check my mail without having to log into my home system. Well, thanks to CIRCAM, my Hotmail account lasted about 30 minutes before it went over the 2-meg limit and was shut off. Now, if I launched a denial-of-service attack against Microsoft that crippled their incoming mail, I doubt they'd just brush it off. Now, how is it any different when they cripple us because their software remains so vulnerable to every script kiddie on the planet? And if they really want to start prosecuting people for breaking the net, why not start with Microsoft? So, it would be nice if the media covered this, or at least considered this alternative perspective. It would be nice if the media covered the Dmitry Skolarov case. And for those who don't know, Dmitry was finally released on Monday, $50,000 cash bail. For those who really don't know, Dmitry was the first person criminally prosecuted under the DMCA. Yours truly was the first person civilly prosecuted. And what that basically means is that if we both lose, he gets to go to jail, I get to go bankrupt. That's, again, the American system of justice. And our crimes, respectively, were writing and publishing software that decrypts certain forms of technology, gets around forms of encryption. And when we fought the Motion Picture Association of America back last year, year 2000, and this year in the appeal, and that also has yet to be decided, we always knew the day was coming when somebody would go to jail over this. And now that day has arrived in America. And wouldn't that be a nice thing for the media to focus attention on? There are protests in many American cities all around the world for Dmitry's release, and further solidifying the vital connection between hackers and activists. We've woken up, and now we're starting to get others outside the hacker community to wake up and see the dark road the American government and corporations have pushed us down, to see what the American mass media won't tell you. And if you think it's confined to our borders, you've got a hell of a surprise coming. And I've often tried to figure out what America's problem is and why we keep doing things that wind up hurting everyone. America's like that proverbial kid at school that keeps getting left behind. You know, he has a lot of potential if he only learned to apply himself and stop picking on all the other kids. And we do have so much potential. But we can never get away from this whole world domination thing. I just visited Scandinavia. I was simply blown away by what people in countries like Denmark and Norway have that we don't have back in America. Things like 5 or 6 weeks vacation a year. Yeah, we're lucky if we get two. We're lucky if we get two. Working hours of 35 hours a week or less. Talk to some .com people. See how many hours a week they work. I've heard people work 80 hours a week in America. Free health care? Ha! Free education? They don't have a war on drugs over there because people are given the benefit of the doubt when it comes to fucking up their lives. And guess what? Less people abuse drugs as a result. Kids are given more independence and more ability to make decisions regarding what they want to do, how they want to live their lives. And from what I saw, they're pretty damn responsible and mature. In America, even at 20 years old, you're still not considered mature enough to drink a beer. Of course, you can go marching off to war at 17, but that's something different. So this maturity and basic trust of the individual is not something that's isolated to Scandinavia. It's true all over Europe. In fact, it's true all over the world. We've become the exception in the States. And, you know, it's good to be different. It really is. But not when being different consistently makes things worse. We dangle certain concepts in front of our people, dangerous criminals, an unsafe world, immoral behavior everywhere you look. The mass media feeds it to the people. The government makes new laws to make the people feel better. And the corporations use the hysteria to make a buck and extend their power even more. And so virtually any law proposed that will lock criminals in prison, never mind what the actual definition of a criminal is, those laws will easily pass. Anything that makes our already pampered existence safer has to be good for us. That's why you're never able to buy a cup of coffee in America without the word hot written all over it. In case you decide to spill it all over yourself, you know, you have to be warned, you have to be protected from yourself. That's why you never see an intersection that doesn't have a traffic light or a stop sign, because we can't be trusted to make the decision on our own, to judge our own wits there. In this country, everywhere you look, you see yield signs, you know, because, look, if it's safe, go. In America, it's like, no, all must stop. Wait, then go. You know, you can't be trusted yourself. And that's also why our entertainment has to be as watered down as humanly possible. We don't want to offend a farmer in Ohio. We don't want to offend a housewife in Montana. We have to be protected from ourselves. And I don't have to tell you what the concept of immoral behavior on the internet has gotten us. But what I find absolutely incredible about all of this is that everyone knows the way we do things back in America is destructive, ultimately self-defeating. Sometimes I get the feeling the rest of the world is just tolerating us so they can see how badly we fuck it up. But then there are other times when the rest of the world seems to want to imitate us. What the hell is up with that? I mean, if you guys in the rest of the world don't continue to resist our dominance and utterly simplistic ways of dealing with problems, you're going to be playing by our rules. Oh, we say we're the foundation of freedom and tolerance and all that crap, but look around you. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act, the Clipper Chip, Carnivore, and not to mention the crass commercialization of everything we touch, especially the internet. The last time I spoke at an outdoor hacker gathering in this country was back in 1993. Hackers at the End of the Universe, HEU. Back then, the internet was the hope of the future, a means for anyone to have a voice. And now it's all about money. That's how this notion that big business owns the net somehow managed to take root. And we need to correct them on that little misassumption. We need to also not be blinded by all the cash they throw at us. I've seen many an independent spirit be crushed in the corporate world. I mean, sure, you can make $100,000 at the age of 18, but is that worth giving up your freedom and your ability to create, contribute in your own unique way? You work for one of those dot-coms, and in most cases, anything you create belongs to them. Anything you learn while there, you can't talk about with others. They will read your email. They will analyze your piss. They will make you blindly obedient to them even on your days off. And they will make you believe that what they do is right until one day you start to do it yourself. And then the day comes when they decide they no longer need you. And that's when they send armed security guards to escort you from the building like you're a common criminal. After all that, is being a little poor such a bad thing? An independent mind is worth far more than they can ever offer. In our system in the States, virtually everything you're supposed to do is, is designed to make you want to belong and be like everyone else. And as I look out here, I see a lot of people who don't look like anyone else I've ever seen. And that's a good thing. But I just want to clarify one important point before I finish up. The American people aren't stupid. They're not as stupid as the American government and the American media want them to be. In fact, I think most people are as cynical about the authorities as I am. But like every other oppressed society, we keep to ourselves. We tolerate the spy cameras in Florida, knowing full well that the day is going to come when they'll be misused by the police. Probably already have been, to the detriment of our privacy. We re-elect the same idiots year after year, knowing full well they're going to keep coming up with stupid laws that make it illegal to listen to certain radio frequencies or figure out how to decrypt software. We let them convince us that crime is such a problem that we have to lock up more than 2 million of our citizens, most of them for nonviolent offenses that most other countries would ignore. We imprison more people than any other country, both percentage-wise and number-wise. So don't ever let it be said that America isn't a tolerant place. We've been tolerating all kinds of shit from our government for years. So why does this all matter? What does it have to do with a hacker conference? Well, when we started 2600 back in 1984, we weren't thinking of the bigger global picture. Back then, we just wanted to play with technology and share information, as most of the people here do. And, of course, we still do. But it's become a lot more dangerous over the years. And we have a real obligation to be alert and to tell people what we know and why it matters and how it affects them, people outside the hacker world. And this is especially true in the States, where hackers probably have more of a clue of what's going on than most people. We know how the technology works. We know how it can be abused, how it can be improved, and when we're being lied to by the people who have no clue, but the people who have an agenda. This is what makes us so dangerous. This is why we continue to be targeted by authorities in every country, in every school, in every shopping mall. That's why we continue to be around. I think one person who really understood that, who really saw the connection, was Val Howland, one of the founders of the Chaos Computer Club. One of the first people I met when I came over here for a hacker conference back in 1989. And one of the people who never stopped trying to find and shape the significance of technology as it relates to society. And there's a quote of his on the main CCC page right now. We must respect the rights of the dissenters. Even though they might be idiots or harmful, we have to pay attention. Val died just 2 weeks ago at the way too young age of 49. And as great as how 2001 will be, it would have been so much better if he were here. And I hope we all think of him during this weekend. Things have changed a lot over the years, and despite the fact that a lot more people today want to be hackers than ever before, there is still an integrity and spirit to those people who really are hackers. And there's something that hasn't changed. And that's why I'm proud to be here. And despite the fact the mainstream may never get it, it's why you should be proud too. Have fun.
Well, cool, our jingle machine is broke. Well, but this was the keynote speech. Here's Radio Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM, the radio straight from the hell. I'm keeping you up with the latest news and everything.
Tick, 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 tick.
There were lots of announcements made after the keynote speech. As last way, at least we understood, there are a lot of parking lots going full right now. So if you manage to park there, unpack your loads, and then go and look for a parking lot a little bit outside of this camp, the nearest parking lots are getting very crowded. And there could be a problem with the cars parked at the road at the back of the main tent. This is still used as an official street, so don't be surprised when you get in trouble when you're still parked there for some hours. Well, there were several announcements made about the workshops. There is an IPsec workshop which we didn't understand was changed in the room. It's different than in the website announced. So if you search this workshop, well, just ask at the information. There are changes. And right now there is a workshop of security do-it-yourself. Well, I don't know right now where this workshop is. Let me have a look. Let me have a look. Nope, we don't see that. It's a do-it-yourself workshop for security. You can bring your own computer, and there are several people who are able to help you with several OSes.
Musikant mit Taschenrechner in der Hand.
Ich bin der Musiker.
Und wenn ich diese Taste drück, spielt er ein kleines Musikstück. Und wenn ich diese Taste drück, spielt er ein kleines Musikstück.
Hello, we'd just like to inform you about free lectures starting right now at 11:30. At the restaurant, there's privacy and location data in mobile telephony. And at the stage number 2, there's building a secure programming library, in short, RETS, with John Viedra. And on stage 3, you get Unix Basics for Absolute Beginners, Introduction to the Full-Day Workshop with Thiele.
En 15 minutes, nous avons une séance de démonstration chez les lockpickers. Alors, venez tous chez les lockpickers, s'il vous plaît. And now in English, we have a workshop at lockpickers in a quarter of an hour. Please, everyone, come to the lockpickers who's interested in a beginner's workshop.
This is Space Station 5, the channel with a sympathetic English accent.
Oh, this is like Ingo always says, this is Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM, the news from the hell for you all hackers.
Press return.
Yeah, and now some, of course, I know that we are an international radio station, but the next track we're going to play is from a German artist called Peter Licht. He's rocketing up the charts right now. Today, when you are German, you might know him. Today, there are articles in the Taz and the German magazine called Time about him. And so, if you should not know him, here's Sonnendeck, the summer hit 2001.
Bin ich. Oder im Solarium. Oder am Radar. Und wenn ich nicht hier bin, bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Bin ich. Oder im Aquarium. Bin ich. Und alles, was ist, dauert 3 Sekunden. Eine Sekunde für vorher, eine für nachher, eine für mittendrin. Für da, wo der Gletscher kalbt. Wo die Sekunden ins blaue Meer fliegen. Bin ich. Oder im Solarium. Oder am Radar. Und wenn ich nicht hier bin, bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Oder im Aquarium. Bin ich. Und alles, was ist, dauert 3 Sekunden. Eine Sekunde für vorher, eine für nachher, eine für mittendrin. Für da, wo der Gletscher kalbt. Wo die Sekunden ins blaue Meer fliegen. Und wenn ich nicht hier bin, bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Und wenn ich nicht hier bin, bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Wenn ich nicht hier bin, bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Bin ich. Oder im Solarium. Oder bin ich am Radar. Und wenn ich nicht hier bin, bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Oder im Aquarium. Bin ich. Und alles, was ist, dauert 3 Sekunden. Eine Sekunde für vorher, eine für nachher, eine für mittendrin. Für da, wo der Gletscher kalbt. Wo die Sekunden ins blaue Meer fliegen. Und wenn ich nicht hier bin, bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. Und wenn ich nicht hier bin, bin ich auf dem Sonnendeck. We'll be right back.
Space Station 5, the Happiness Channel.
Space Station 5, the Happiness Channel on 97.1 FM. The news for you at the HAL 2000 at the mixer is Sam, and for the music is responsible
Nitra. And oh.
You know making me work so hard that you give me no, that you give me no, that you give me no, that you give me no soul. I hear you calling, oh baby.
At 12. If you welcome to our new visitors, if you don't have any festival program yet, you can get it at the main tent. Inside you will find all information you need about power, net access, meals, showers and many other stuff. There's also at the info desk in the main tent a lost and found corner, so if you have lost something, go over there and those guys may help you out. Important news, if you have parked any cars at the street of the backside of the main tent, they are endangered to be taken away, so please make sure you will drive them to a safer place. And finally, for the weather, as you may have noticed, it changes all the time. In between, remember to keep your tent dry and equipment also, especially your power cables. And for everything else, have a nice weekend, enjoy the shows, and keep in tune to Radio Space Station 5, your Hell Radio at 97.1 FM. And finally, just an update on the program schedule for today. Still running this the workshop at the restaurant, privacy and location data in mobile telephony, at stage 3, Unix basics for beginners, absolute beginners, introduction to the full-day workshop with Tilly, and in the workshop tent there's do-it-yourself Linux security, still running until 1 p.m. with Kurt Seifried, Peter Busse and Thorsten Fenk. Starting at 12 right now, on stage number 1, the effect of anti-circumvention provisions on security with John Callas, and on stage number 2, Linux 2.4 firewalling with Harald Welter. Thank you.
Actually, this is Sam, and this is Space Station 5. Oh. And me and Nika, we are at the table right now, at the mixing table, and we keep you informed in the next 2 hours of the news going on at HAL, and the rumors, and for the next 2 hours we are responsible for the music, and we hope you enjoy it.
Like a jungle. Nika,
You're playing some oldies right now, yeah?
Disaster, re-education for the I am curious, Lieutenant. What does it mean, groovy?
There is only one way to find out. Listen to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM.
Okay, here's Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM. This is Sam, and I think this is a little bit sleepy music. Well, wait for it. But first of all, I have to announce that it's half past 12, and on Stage 3 they will start the open source crypto hardware using Java cards. It is a workshop with Rüdiger Weiss from Crypto Labs. And, well, if you're interested, go to Stage 3, okay?
I am curious, Lieutenant. What does it mean, groovy?
There is only one way to find out. Listen to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM.
I'm fine, let my issues to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. And my mama said it's slow.
what chain of fate betrayal. Caught up in the conflict between his brain and his tail. And if time's elimination, then we got nothing to lose. Please repeat the message, it's the music that we choose. Keep a mind.
And now we have a very interesting story. Yesterday, our very own Ingo interviewed some guys from the police in a van outside the camp. And, well, we will first play you this interview and afterwards a track which we made out of it. And you can see what sort of creativity our people here can exhibit, okay?
This is Ingo, and I'm standing here in front of a vehicle that not really belongs to the camp, but belongs somehow to the camp. The people in here are not participants. They are from the government, the official police stations. So, Franz, you are from the police station. What is your job here?
Well, I'm from a cybercrime unit from the eastern part of the country, and because this place, Enschede, is for our unit, we are the next 3 days here on the campsite to try to convince everybody not to do strange things on the internet.
So, how are you being asked for this job? How is it coming to this point that you are here?
We were also at HIP 97, because that was also in a place that belongs to our territory. And, of course, we knew in 97 that there should be a new event on like this is held now. So we try to follow the publications on the internet and in the press, and we watched the organization trying to set up this event, and we followed that, and that's why we are here now.
Do you expect any problems, or were there any problems in the last event at the HOI and the HIP in the former years?
There were a few incidents on the HIP 4 years ago. I won't comment on what kind of things there were wrong with that event. But we try to communicate with the public here to try to get a message to the people that hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands.
So this is a really difficult matter for you, I think. This is a hacker content here, and the people, how do they react on the presence of the police here?
Well, it has to start really tomorrow, so the next few days we will see how the public will react. But we have good reactions from the HIP 4 years ago. So I don't think it's really a problem that we are here. Most people are convinced that you don't have to do strange things on the internet, that you don't have to commit crimes to have a nice time. And so I expect from all the participants on this event that they are all eager to find new things in new technology, and they want to share their knowledge about new technology. So I hope that it will stay with sharing knowledge about new technology.
So thank you for this interview, Franz.
Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. Hack, hack, hack. Hack, 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 hack. Hack, 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 hack. Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. That you don't have to commit, have to commit crimes, have to commit crimes to have a nice time.
So you know, this was Ingo interviewing the police at the main entrance, and the remix was from Axel. Thank you, Axel.
The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker. And I'm a dumb white guy. I'm not old or new, but middle school, fifth grade, like junior high. I don't know, mofope, y'all peeps be fucking giving props to my hoe, cause she fly, but I can take the heat, cause I'm the other white meat known as Kid Funky Fried. Yeah, I'm hung like planet Pluto, hard to see with a naked eye, but if I crashed into Uranus, I would stick it where the sun don't shine, cause I'm kind of like Han Solo, always stroking my own Wookiee. I'm the root of all that's evil, yeah, but you can call me Cookie. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker. Yo, yo, this hardcore ghetto gangster image takes a lot of practice. I'm not black like Barry White, no, I am white like Frank Black is. So if man is five and the devil is six, then that must make me seven. This hockey's gone to heaven, but if I go to hell, well then I hope I burn well. I'll spend my days with JFK, Marvin Gaye, Martha Ray, and Lawrence Welk, and Kurt Cobain, Kojak, Mark Twain, and Jimi Hendrix, Poltergeist, and Webster, yeah, Emmanuel Lewis, cause he's the Antichrist. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker.
Well, it's about 1:15 p.m. and Ingo was just interviewing the police, and now he's working at the jingle machine. Oh boy, here's chaos at the Technic.
Godfathers of punk themselves, little known Sheena is a punk rocker.
They're ready to go, and the guys that circle, and they go into the disco, take the go-go. But she just couldn't stand. She had to break away. But the upset, he really
Okay, well, that was not really punk rock. More pop. But we continue with some other pop. It's early in the morning and the sun's just come out. Here are the
which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed. My Japanese is better, and when she's pressed she will undress, and then she's boxing clever. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days, dawn and skins, crawling. Days, dawn and skins, crawling. Days, dawn and skins, crawling. A friend indeed, a friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compress, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever.
am curious, Lieutenant. What does it mean, groovy?
There is only one way to find out. Listen to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM.
News at 1 p.m. For anyone who's come, arrived at the festival, you can get the main program and the main tent. There you will find all information about power, net access, meals, showers, and many other stuff. There's also a lost and found corner at the information desk, so if you lost something, just check over there. Important news for anyone who parked their cars at the street of the backside of the main tent, you are strongly advised to take it away because those cars are endangered to get taken away if you don't do it yourself. As for the weather, as you may see, it's gone lighter, but still keep your tent and equipment dry, especially your power cables. Be very careful. As for the schedules, some new workshops and lectures are starting right now. On stage one, you have, starting at one, work in progress presentations. We don't have, I'll just go over there and look. It's a very spontaneous lecture or stuff. At stage number two, you have Bad RAM, Broken Memory Put to Good Use, with Rick Van Rijn. And stage number three, Transport of Intercepted IP Traffic with Paul Waters. And in the workshop tent, from one until four, Unix Basics for Absolute Beginners with Tile.
And still on the mic, Sam at the mixer and Nika and at the mixer. We are at the next hour. We will keep you informed of the latest news and rumors at the Hell 2000.
Okay, well, that was not really my choice. The next
Maybe
one,
I can help you.
This is from DJ Shadow and Uncle Unreal.
Well, this is Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM. You know, as Ingo says...
This is Space Station 5, the channel with a sympathetic English accent.
You know, and this is Depeche Mode, Free Love. I'm forced to play this.
Thank you.